Bez Hashem is Bochum begin Perka Ba'as, the 14th chapter in the Rambam Hilchas Gezeil of Aveid, the laws of robbery and of a lost object, which we're in that second half right now, in the Sefer Nezikin, the Book of Damages, which in this Perk we discuss regarding lost objects that there's an obligation to return them, and regarding identifying features. The Rambam begins Halacha off regarding this concept known as Simonim, as an identifying feature. Hasimla, cloth, garment, Bechlal was included. What it says in Devarim, kol aveidah sechicha, all the lost objects of your brother, Haisa, was in that category. And the chain, so too, whatever is considered your brother's lost object, would include hashar, an ox, vaseh, a sheep, a chamar, and a donkey. So the question is, v'lama parah kasav chamar, then why does the Torah specify these objects, starting off with that of a donkey? So that's lachziroi, that's to tell you an addition that you would not have known just from your brother's lost object, to return it to him, b'simon mardas, even if his identifying feature is not on the donkey itself. It's only on the saddle cloth. Even though the identifying feature is something that's secondary to the object that is primary, Yavzer, that is enough to require to return it to him. And Balaam Parat Sherbe said, why did it specify an ox and a sheep? That's to tell you, you have to return even the shearings of the wool of the sheep, or even the shearings of the tail of an ox, although it's something very insignificant. But since the primary lost object, the ox, is worth a Shavah Pruta, then you have to return everything, even that which is not even worth a Pruta. Now, Balaam Parta Simla, why did it specify that of the clothing? Limuman men to learn from it the following lesson. Moha Simla Miyuchad, just like the clothing is distinct, Sheshla Simon, that it generally has identifying features. And the presumption is that there's going to be a claimant to someone who's going to want to get his article of clothing. And halach is v'chayev lahach, you have to return to him, like the pasuk says, v'chim ta'asalos simlasai. So I've called damish sheshlei simanim. So to all things that have a sign, harei b'cheskes sheshlei tevin. So there is a presumption that there's going to be a claimant, and therefore v'chayev lahach, you have to return it. Avol davish inle tevin. But somebody does not have a claimant. El nesiyosh m'min abam. Rather, the owner already gave up hope from it. Oh, then harei shalmaitze. Then it belongs to the one who finds it, because essentially another object belongs like without an owner. Avol b'shesh b'simanim. Although it has identifying features, but the presumption is that you would generally say, okay, the owner's not going to give up hope. Even so, that there's some on them, but since there's no claimant, the one who finds it could keep it. In contrast, in a situation where you know that he gave up hope, so then, even though there's some on them, the one who finds it could keep it. Halacha beis. Now, zaklal baveda. This is the following rule regarding a lost object. Kadav she'im b'yisimen. Anything that does not have an identifying feature, kivin sh'av, once it's lost, the yadu b'habalim shabbat, and the owner also knows that it's already lost, so reza b'cheskas, that's already in the presumption that the owner already gave up hope from it, because since he can't prove his ownership in the object, so he already gave up hope of getting it back. Like a nail, or one needle. And the reason why I'm saying one is because if it was more, then he actually would have to announce it, because the number would be a simon. Or a coin, because they can't give an identifying feature to have it returned to them. So therefore it belongs to the one who finds it, if it gets to his hand, after the original owner already had years, already gave up hope. Now, Alocha Gimel, in contrast, b'chol davar she'yesh bo simon, but anything that has an identifying feature, could be in simlo, behemo, like an article of clothing or an animal, so I raise a b'cheskes, because that's in the presumption, sh'loin is yoshim mimen the bolov, the owner did not give up hope from getting it. Sh'ri daitim tluyo, litin simon, m'sheshbo, because their consciousness is dependent on that, they're going to give a sign that there is in their lost object, the achzim is going to get returned to them. The figure there, ha'moy techev l'hachiz, whoever finds it has to call it out. Elim kein yadush in the sel shabayim, unless if he knows, even though there's a simon, that their owner already gave up hope. How would he know that? For example, he hears them saying, oh, woe to that loss of money that he had. Well, or similar types of things, which already illustrates that they already gave up hope. Then whoever subsequently finds it, that lost object, could go ahead and keep it, because he already was meyash, already gave up his rights in his object. So too, similarly, if someone finds an object that has a simon, but it's in the sea or in the river or similar type of places, or a place where most of the inhabitants are Gentiles, then there's already a presumption that the Roman really gave up hope from these things from the moment that it fell from him, because he doesn't think he's going to get it back from the river or from the ocean or from the non-Jewish inhabitants. Well, the figure there are Yerushal Maitzin, so therefore it's going to be belong to the one who finds it. The Avabi Shalei Shamu Habayim Shalei Shamu, even if this guy didn't hear Habayim Shalei Shamu, and that the owner gave up hope, but we could presume that he did, and therefore the one who finds it could keep it. Now, Lochei continues with what's known as Yiyush Shalei Midas. As the Rambam tells us, Yiyush, if someone gives up hope, Shaloi Midas, but he's not aware of it yet. Meaning, when he's going to find out that he lost it, he most definitely will give up hope, because there's no simon. But when it was found, the owner didn't yet know about it, that it was lost, so therefore he didn't technically give up hope yet. So even though it's something that does not have an identifying feature, because if it would have a simon, even if they subsequently heard explicitly from him that he did give up, but it was after the one who found it already had it, according to everyone, that yish would not be enough for a person to be kainid, because he got it before the owner gave up hope, and it's forbidden for that person to take it for himself. But even if somebody does not have a simon, ain't a yish. It's not considered as if he gave up hope. Kezah also, so the Ram illustrates. Let's say enough of men at dinner. Let's say a dollar fell out of someone's pocket. But he doesn't know that it fell. Although when he's going to find that it fell, Yishayish is going to give up hope, because there's no simon, there's no way of getting it back. But ultimately, right now, he didn't give up hope. Until the owner actually knows that it fell, that he could actually give up that hope. But if the owners are still saying, he doesn't realize that it fell out of his pocket. He's like, maybe I gave it to that guy. Maybe I put it in the closet. Maybe I just made a mistake in calculation. Maybe it's somewhere here. Or similar types of things. That would not be considered as halachic yish. Although he would give up hope, he didn't. Therefore, the one who finds it cannot keep it. Halacha vav. So let's say someone sees a lost object and he violates regarding the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. So let's say someone sees from his friend that a dinar, a coin, falls out of his pocket onto the ground. And the owner doesn't realize. Therefore, he didn't give up hope yet. Now, the one who finds it takes the dinar, that coin, before the owner gave up hope, where he didn't wait the amount of time that someone would definitely touch his pocket and realize and give up hope. So this guy, before he even got a chance, the owner, he takes it with the intent of stealing it. So the halacha is, Ivar Allah say, so first of all, he violates a positive commandment of Hashav Tashim Lachicha, of the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. The Ashne Lavin, and on two negative prohibitions, one of Lysigzal, not to steal, and one of Lysukhul Sam, that you're not allowed to go ahead and elude the mitzvah of returning. Kamishran, like we already explained this in Perkei Daf, Halacha Aleph and Beis. Now, even if subsequently he has regret and he returns that guy's dinner after that guy really gives up hope, that's really just a gift. Because after years, so the dinner is whoever finds it, because not that original owner's anymore. And he already violated these Yisrum, because the moment that he took it, so he acquired it, meaning it was that person's then that he took it, and now when he gave up hope, so it's not his to return anymore. So it's already too late. He's gifting something to that person, but it's not ameliorating that issue. Halacha Zayin. Not la dinner lefnei yirsh. Let's say someone took the dinner before the owner gave up hope, but amanas lafsi, with the intention of doing the right thing, of returning it. But al-achi yirsh, but he didn't get the guy yet, and he overhears it that the guy gave up hope already. So now he's like, oh, the guy gave up hope already, and the scab and ligzalai, so now he's having a mind to steal it. So this halacha is a little different. Here, oiv mishum hashav deshivim. Here he only violates the positive command of returning it, because he's not returning it, because ultimately he took it before years, and he really was obligated in the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. But for Lysigzal, he doesn't violate, because that's only when you take it, and he had then in mind when he took it to return it. And he also does not violate the Suchal Esalim, because that's only someone who looks the other way and doesn't try to save it. Here he did, and when he took it, he didn't turn the other way. It's only subsequently that he doesn't return it. So he's only going to violate hashav deshivim. Let's say himtala. Let's say actually he waits for the one who lost it when he sees it, and he doesn't let the owner know that he lost something. But at the same time, he doesn't take it until the owner finds out about it, and now the owner gave up hope because there's no identifying feature on this coin. Kamish Brown, like we explained this in the Lacha Beis. And only now does that one who found it go and take it, the coin from the ground. In this case, he's only going to violate from the three, only that not to turn a blind eye. But Lysigzal and Hashem Shibim is not going to violate because he took the dinner only after the owner gave up hope. So it's not stealing because it's not anyone's anymore. And also it's not a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda because the guy already gave up hope. But he did violate Suchel Sam because he could have done something and he didn't. He waited till the owner gave up hope and then he went to it. All similar types of things regarding something that does not have a simon. Halacha Ches continues with this idea about a coin falling from someone. So no sella or matbeah shenafel. If someone sees a sella, which is a type of a coin, or any coin that falls, a filimish leishem the adam, even from three people, there's a group of three walking, and you see a coin fall from them. The afa pisha imbe shavu prud l'chol echad, even though it does not have a prud's worth for all three of those people, So there would be room to say that the one who finds it should be able to keep it either way you look at it. Because if they're not partners, he's for sure going to give up hope because of the other individuals. If they're partners, so then the lost object does not have a value of pruta for each one. And we already explained in Perek Yudalef, Halachit Beis, that less than a Shabbat pruta is no mitzvah Shabbat Aveda. No, in spite of that, Chayav Lahachzi, he has to return the coin. Why? Because Shem Ashrutav, and maybe they're partners, so he's not afraid anyone's going to steal from the other one because they're partners. But at the same time, maybe a machal echem mechelke lechaver. Maybe one of them already was meichel, forgave his portion to his friend. And v'nimtzes avedas shalzeh, Shabbat pruta, comes out that, so the other two do have a pruta's worth. It's only amongst the three that it wasn't. Because one guy already gave up to the other two, he says, I don't need it. So it comes out that the lost object will have a value of pruta, and therefore one has obligation to return it. Halacha test. Rocha veler shenof men adina b'teich achol. If someone sees it by his friend, that a dinner falls into the sand, or into the earth. And it's eluding him, he can't find it. So it's like it fell into the sea or to the river. But the one who finds it could keep it. Because he obviously gave up hope from it and doesn't think anyone's going to call it out because they have no sign. And even though he finds he's bringing a sieve to go search after it, he's coming with that metal detector. But it doesn't make a difference. It's with very weak intentions that he's looking for it. Just like all other people that are always looking for some type of gold mine that they're seeking in the earth, where nothing fell from them, because they're thinking, oh, maybe they'll find what other people lost. This guy's looking the same way. It's not because he didn't give up hope, that's why he's looking. He's like, okay, I lost, maybe someone else lost. And therefore, again, he did give up hope, and the one that finds it can keep it. Someone finds a coin in the marketplace. Now, his friend finds him and he says, oh, shalihi, v'chadoshihi, it's mine. I can prove it to you. It's a new coin. Shemadina plainly, it's from that country. Shemadina plainly, it's from that king. Afila amashmi kosam b'lai. Even if he says, my name is written on it. Loim aklum, he hasn't said anything because that's not a simon. And me'enichem l'achzim, I'm going to return to him. Why? She'en simoni hamat be'a simon, because identifying features on a coin is not considered a simon. Why? Because the presumption of money is to use it and to spend it. Vanoim we say, yes, shaloi haisut. You're right. At one point it was his. And that's how he knows all the simon man is dalable. But vaitzim yad, they already used it in the store. Benof miyarach, it fell from someone else. Vahoyl vein the simon shasim chalim and simon, since it's not an identifying feature that you could rely on. So therefore, mishas nafil nesesh, therefore, even in the situation where it actually did fall from him, it doesn't make a difference because he already gave up hope because he knows that that wouldn't be a valid simon anyway. And therefore, v'rei shel maitzah, therefore it belongs to the one who finds it. Lachi Lav continues regarding somebody that does not have a simon. Hamaitzah davar she'en bo simon. Someone finds something that does not have a simon, for example, peiros, but it's b'tzad davar she'esh bo simon. It's right next to something that's on the floor that does have a simon, like a type of vessel. So the lachis chayv l'hachris, you have to make an announcement regarding the vessel, and on the vessel will also get the peiros, because you could presume that the peiros fell from the vessel. Now, let's say babala simon benotel eshalay. Let's say the owner of the object that has a simon comes and takes his thing that has a simon, let's say the vessel. The oman, he says, this is the only thing that fell for me, not the peiros. So then the one who finds it gets to keep the thing that does not have the simon because it's only because we thought it was from the thing that has a simon. But if not, he could keep it like anything that does not have a simon. Halachid beis. Now, amaitzi klei cheres. Someone finds an earthenware vessel. Similarly, mekem shaturis kulim shava, from a type of vessel where it's a very generic form that are all, you know, mass produced like that. So or just that's how everyone makes it. So imken chadashim, if they're brand new, sarim shalai, so it belongs to the one that finds it, sharim kamay dinner, mishar dinar, mshenly simon. So just like we mentioned in halacha beis regarding a coin from all other types of coins that has no sign, vein bol makim rasim, and the owner can't recognize this type of ceramic bowl. He can't recognize this jug or this flask, his or someone else's, because they all look the same. Now, but if it's a type of vessel where the eye has already become accustomed to by using this mug he uses every single day, so then you have to call it out. Why you have to call it out? Even though there's no simon. Because if the Talmudic scholar is going to come along and say, look, because he can't give an identifying feature to prove it to you that it's his, but yeshlei boy what's called tvi'as ayin, he has eye recognition. According to in general, he could tell that, you know, this is his thing. He just knows, even though it's not, he can't prove it to you. Chayiv laharetzla, you would have to show it to him. And in Mikiri V'aman, if he recognizes and he says, Shalihi, I know this is mine, Maxim, you would have to return it to him. And therefore, if it's something that's old enough that someone might recognize it, even though there's no simon, one would have to go ahead and call it out. because of Talmud Chacham. Now, Lachi Gimel B'med V'Rumum, when do we say this, that you return it to a Talmud scholar just on his own recognition? It's B'Talmud Vasik. It's by a student that is righteous and very honorable characteristics. She'ein Mishana B'Dibur Klal, where he never changes his words at all. Never lies. El B'Dibur Shalom, only when it's something that regarding making peace. Or Masechta, regarding what tractate he's learning. Or B'Mita, or regarding his bed. Or B'Vayishra Masadech, but or in the house of the host that he stayed in. Kitzat Hausa, what does that mean? So the Rambam illustrates. He says, let's say he's learning Masechta's Nida of the menstruating woman. And he says, oh, but Mikvah, I was learning regarding a similar tractate, but regarding Mikvah, regarding the ritual bath. Now, why did he change? It's because they didn't feel comfortable that they're going to start asking halachas regarding these types of questions regarding menstruating women. So that's appropriate to change the facts. And that doesn't detract from his honesty. Let's say he slept in one bed. And he says, regarding a different bed he slept in. That's also fine because Shemi Yematzai Sham Keri, they might find seminal discharge, which is not appropriate, and therefore he's changing the facts. Let's say he was a guest by Shimon, and he says, "Oh, Etzel Ruben Nesarech, I was actually a guest somewhere else." And the reason is, Kedish Leit Tariach Alzesh Nesarech, he doesn't want to make it difficult for the one he stayed by, who knows people are going to start running to that place where hosted this Talmudic scholar. That's also appropriate to change. Well, let's say he's bringing peace interpersonally between one person and another person. And he's adding or detracting so that they should become endeared one to the other. That's permitted. And therefore, that's not considered that he deviates from his word. And that's a Talmud Chacham that you trust when he says he recognizes his item. But let's say witnesses come along, that he actually did change his words. He wasn't totally honest, except for the things that we mentioned. Then you do not return it to him with just his recognition because he might be lying and we don't believe him until he brings the siman.